This is No Starving Artist Podcast. I'm Anissa Benitez, your host and fellow creative journeyer. I'm here to support your creative wellness, mentally and spiritually, as we all deserve a successful creative life. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Today's episode is about loving yourself more, the art of loving yourself. Loving yourself is definitely an art that many of us have not mastered, because even when we feel we've mastered it, then life throws its curveballs. We are continually changing, life is continually progressing, and our self-love or confidence affects so many areas of our life. It affects our willingness to try new things, to take risks, to innovate, to give our best, and put ourselves out there. Whether you're selling your work or promoting your art or just knowing your value, advocating for yourself, marketing yourself, putting yourself really out there, so on and so forth, it impacts us. And so today's agenda is, first, how the art of loving ourselves became a relevant topic for me on my creative journey. I have a little bit of a culture wreck there. And second will be 10 ways to love yourself from Louise Hay. And last but not least, we'll end on a meditation. If you've been enjoying and getting value from this podcast, your support through rating and review on Apple Podcasts makes a difference. It allows people to find the podcast. You can also share the podcast on social media. This is how we sustain and grow and support more people like us. So I appreciate you. And without further ado, let's get into it. How this topic became relevant to me, the art of loving yourself on my creative journey, is, well, I've been hosting my mom. She's visiting from Mexico, and I've been a bit consumed splitting my attention between her and myself and between work and other areas of my life. I've also had some heart volatility in my romantic relationship at this moment. Acting is definitely riding a wave. It's a lot of auditioning. It's a lot of putting myself out there, hoping for opportunities, maybe not hearing back, getting some, maybe dropping from some. That is how it is with a lot of my creative endeavors at the moment. And I enjoy that. It's great when it's great. And so much of life is like that for most of us. We're always riding these waves of up and down. Certain areas of our life might be feel like they're really steady at some moments, and then they feel more volatile at some moments. Maybe it's work, maybe it's relationships, maybe it's your health, maybe it's your housing. Maybe any of these areas or more are fluctuating at a given time. And I find it to be incredibly grounding within myself to tune into my spirituality. Because if my mental health, my spirituality, my inner power, my self-care, our self-love feels really steady and strong, then all of those waves don't feel so turbulent. The waves of life will always be there. And if you have self-love that is not so strong, and then it's more like a paddleboard and you're on top of those waves and you feel very likely to fall into the water, crash with a fluctuation of maybe your housing, etc. Rather than if your self-love feels very strong, you feel a lot of inner power, then you are on a cruise ship going through the waves. And obviously you feel a little bit of the current, but it doesn't impact you so much. You don't feel like you're going to fall into the water. So having my mom here has been nice. She is a very artsy, fartsy lady, an incredible oil painter, acrylic painter. She's been painting for many, many years. But finally, at the age of 66, she's built up the confidence to sell her work for the first time. I've spent a lot of my life encouraging her to put herself out there. And yeah, there's a Carl Jung quote. I think I've shared this before, where the greatest tragedy of the family is the unlived lives of the parents. And that's maybe a factor in why I'm so big on advocating for artists and putting themselves out there, is because I definitely grew up with someone who was incredibly talented and didn't promote their themselves, their work, their art But now, finally, excitingly, she is up for it. I spent the weekend helping my mom take her paintings, which she had gotten from her storage unit in New Jersey, out and put them on the public street, the parks of New York City, to sell this weekend. She was out there all day, and we had a little back and forth around the pricing that I think is appropriate, given that she's selling for the first time and putting herself out there. But anyways, just in observing her overcoming this resistance, I was reminded of my own feeling unready, maybe, to put myself out there in regards to some of the creative endeavors I'm doing. And in hearing so many creative people interviewed lately on this podcast, which I highly recommend. It's called Off Camera with Sam Jones. It's a culture wreck for sure, and this has been a theme on this that podcast as well. He interviews famous musicians, directors, actors on what keeps them creating. They've already hit fame, which maybe is a milestone at which many people start to disappear. But no, they've continued creating. And why? What continues to motivate them? And for most people, they just love what they're doing. They are not seeking validation from it, though it is helpful to get continual success and outward recognition for the work that you're doing. It helps fund your future endeavors. But they love what they do versus, yeah, the fame seeking tends to be rooted in a lack of self-love, a need to seek external validation, praise, recognition, to feel we're deserving. And there's a lot of people who are low-key, super successful. They've gotten rich out of a lot of things that they've created, and they don't need the fame piece, and they continue creating. So why? Always exciting to explore this. So yeah, with this observation around our patterns as artists, I think the time at which you're ready to receive a lot of the public recognition should hopefully be at the time at which you're able to handle it, because the public recognition is a wave, another wave. And if you're in that cruise ship that is steady on the ocean, when people are excited and happy and praising you, it'll feel great. But you'll also feel great when it subsides, which is inevitable. It's a bit of a roller coaster, an added variable into the essence of life. So with that, let's get into our second segment, which is exploring the 10 ways to love yourself from Louise Hay. Ten Ways to Love Yourself by Louise Hay. Louise Hay, I've mentioned before on this podcast, she is an American motivational speaker and writer. She wrote a number of books on healing, around developing your inner power. And on YouTube, you can find a lot of her lectures and recordings. I really enjoyed this one from Victoria Johnson's channel. She's the host of Heal Your Life podcast and talk radio. And Louise Hay is speaking for about an hour on the 10 ways to love yourself. And I will go over these briefly, but I highly recommend checking out the full hour-length lecture, because the way that she speaks is rooted in a lot of love. I think you can tell when somebody's speaking in a loving way versus speaking in a motivational, get intense, pump you up kind of way. And her way of delivering messages is really resonant with me, particularly as it feels obviously motivating, but also quite compassionate. She's preaching. It feels like she's a quite embodied person in what she shares. So I'm going to share with you these 10 ways, beginning with number one. The art of loving yourself begins with stopping all criticism. Criticism never changes anything. So begin to refuse to criticize yourself. Accept yourself the way that you are, because everyone changes. When you criticize yourself, your changes are negative, versus when you approve of yourself, your changes are positive. An example of this is reinforcing healthy eating habits, for example. You eat something that's really good for you. You're like, wow, I'm so proud of you for eating that. Versus when you eat that thing that's unhealthy for you, lingering on, oh, damn, I'm shaming myself. I shouldn't have eaten that. I'm so fat for eating that. That was so bad. You're going to see more positive changes by positively encouraging behavior that you'd like to sustain. Number two, don't scare yourself. Stop terrorizing yourself with your thoughts. It's a dreadful way to live. Find a mental image that gives you pleasure and practice switching your scary thoughts into pleasant thoughts. So oftentimes we use this as a shame tactic to ourselves. We start thinking about worst case scenarios and building imagery or visualizing situations that truly don't exist. And so how in those moments can we think about best case scenarios and work towards a visualization that is positive towards our outcome or the future? Three, be gentle, kind, and patient. Be gentle with yourself, be kind to yourself, be patient with yourself as you learn new ways of thinking. This is obviously, for me, easier said than done. The practice of all these things, the embodiment of all these things, is a lifelong journey. And that's why I think it's very amusing when people feel some level of mastery, because I think at which point I always feel some level of mastery around my internal state, it's challenged again because I'm moving forward and taking on new adventure and giving more of myself in new areas, and that can bring up a lot. So treat yourself the way you would someone you really loved along this journey. Number four, be kind to your mind. Self-hatred is only hating your thoughts. We don't really hate our bodies, we hate our thoughts around our bodies. We don't really hate in general. It's often focus and fixation on the sentiment of hate, which is a thought more than it is an embodiment. The thought creates the sensation, the feeling within ourselves. So be gentle as you change your thoughts. Number five, praise yourself. Praising ourselves is a beautiful way to break that criticism. Criticism breaks your inner spirit. Praise builds it up. Praise yourself as much as you can. Tell yourself how well you're doing with every little thing. You might feel like, oh, I'm not at this milestone yet. I don't deserve the praise. Well, if you're not going to praise yourself positively, it's likely that you're holding out on giving yourself love today. You deserve the love today. Number six, support yourself. Find ways to support yourself. Reach out to friends and family and allow them to help you. Going back to that's 2 weeks ago, our podcast on 10 ways to get a healthy dose of humility. It might feel embarrassing. It might feel defeating to ask for help. But in that humility, we feel and are receptive to accepting love into our lives from people. And we deserve allowing that to enter. That is a part of loving yourself, is allowing the reception, the receiving of love. It's strong to ask for help when you need it. Seven, be loving to your negatives. You don't even need to label them negatives or shadow sides, but acknowledge that you've created some areas of yourself to fulfill a need. And you are finding new fulfilling ways to fulfill those needs. So lovingly release some of those negative patterns if you have them. For instance, I know a lot of the rigidity and maybe sense of needing to control areas of my life is rooted in the need for me to develop that in childhood when I felt like there's this level of instability in my life. And so I don't have to be such a hard ass on myself these days to get things done. I can be a lot more compassionate. I know that I've historically proved to myself that I can carry and proceed supporting myself, whether it be financially, mentally, emotionally, etc. And so loving all of those aspects of ourselves, our pain bodies, our shadow selves, whatever you call it, that has allowed you to get to the point that you are today. even if it wasn't a healthy path that led you to this place. 8, take care of your body. Learn about nutrition. What fuels your body? What makes it feel good and optimum energy? Feel a sense of vitality? It varies for everyone. Learn about exercise. What kinds of exercise do you enjoy? Because what we enjoy will return to. Pushing ourselves to do workouts that we do not enjoy is a sure way to not sustain that habit. So find a way to take care of your body in a way that it feels good. Cherish and revere the temple that you live in. This temple, this vessel, which is our body. 9, mirror work. Look into your eyes often. You can go to the bathroom mirror, you can go to a full-length mirror in the bedroom, and look at yourself. Look into your own eyes and forgive yourself while looking into the mirror. Maybe even talk to your parents while looking into the mirror and forgive them too. At least once a day, at least, say, I love you, I really love you, while looking in the mirror. And last but not least, in the art of loving yourself, in the ways to love yourself, 10 is to love yourself now. Don't wait until you get well or lose weight or get a new job or a new relationship. Begin now, because you're deserving today. And do the best that you can. Maybe in the future, it'll get easier because you started today. So with that, I highly encourage you to look back and check out the 10 Ways to Love Yourself lecture from Louise Hay on YouTube. It's worth every 1 hour. It's worth a revisit. It's a really powerful one, really resonant, and helps reaffirm that we are powerful beings who should operate in the world knowing that, because it only helps heal others and improves our work, our output. I don't need to rationalize this for you. You get it. And with that, we'll end on a meditation, just a brief 5-minute meditation to ground, restore before we move into the rest of our days and our journeys and the week ahead. Hey everyone, when you're ready, find a comfortable position and we'll get started. You can be sitting on a chair or on a cushion on the floor with your legs in lotus, whatever feels comfortable for you. And when you're ready, take a deep inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth, closing your eyes. Feeling yourself more grounded in this moment and noticing how your breath can deepen. How with each breath, you can feel some level of calm, some level of wave rushing through us, wave of love washing through us. Take a deep inhale through your nose for 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold and exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold and exhale from your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold and exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, and allow your breath to return to its natural pattern, this time deeper than it was before, than it was all previous to this moment. Feel that wave of love washing through you as your breath deepens, starting at the top of your head, making its way down your face, melting any tensions any resistance, any stressors you've been carrying. Kissing your body from the inside out. Soothing your body as it makes its way down your throat, down your spine, through your chest, deepening at your belly, washing through you with love, past your thighs, down your knees, to your ankles, and to the tips of your toes. Feeling in yourself love radiating through as you continue taking deep breaths in and out. Imagine that you're on a boat, sailing, beautiful clear skies, and the current of the water is vibrant blue, strong, but your boat is strong as well. Your sails are flapping in the wind. You're driving the boat yourself. You're feeling grounded, though the wind is whipping past you. The waves are crashing against the boat. You're steady and you're feeling powerful, directing the boat in whichever way it needs to go. Continue to take deep breaths in and out, feeling the breeze against your cheeks, feeling the sun push through clouds and hit you. In this moment, you are feeling your strength, feeling loved by the universe, feeling powerful within, powerful to drive and steer despite all the external forces that are creating resistance in this moment. It feels wonderful. How we should always feel as we navigate through our lives is a sense of this inner power. We might lose sight of it at times, but we can always regain it by reminding ourselves that it exists, by reinforcing it to ourselves through our actions and the ways that we care for ourselves and the food we fuel ourselves with, the words we say to ourselves, and our observation of our thoughts. Let's take the final deep breaths of this meditation. Deepest breath in through our nose, feeling everything, fueling our body up for all that's ahead, and exhaling, feeling the love wash over us as we open our eyes and return. As your awareness comes back to this present moment, thank yourself for taking the time to tune into yourself and your well-being. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm grateful to be on this creative journey with you, and I hope you've been getting value from this podcast. Leave a review, rate it on Apple Podcasts, share it on social if it's benefited you. You can always find me at Anisa Benitez on Instagram and TikTok. You're no starving artist. I'm grateful to be learning, growing, and learning the art of self-loving with you. I appreciate you.